Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today I want to just challenge you to go through the process. A lot of times in my own personal life, right? I'm not talking about anybody else, I'm talking about me. If this applies to you, then hey, we're in the same boat, okay? If this applies to you, then that means we're both in great company. But I wanna encourage you to go through the process, because I know so often things have come about in my own personal life. One was speaking, and I said, man, I wanna speak. Then I set out and I started tearing it up. And then in my second year, it was November, and I'd booked 11 gigs for this month. This was the most gigs I've ever had in the same month. And I was like, man, I am killing it this month. This is crazy, right? And then December came, and then January came, and then February came. And then I was to the place to where now those 11 gigs that I booked back then weren't necessarily helping me out right here where I was in the next season, in the next semester, because I typically work with colleges, typically partner with different corporations, with young professionals, but that's where I do most of my work and where I do my workshops. So now I'm in this space and I'm trying to figure out, well, how can I navigate around this? Well, where's the shortcut that I can take, or how can I simplify this process? And sometimes there isn't a way to. Yes, we've talked about many times that you can go about and get a mentor. We've also talked and discussed many different times that you can get a coach or go through courses. But just because something works for your coach doesn't mean that's necessarily gonna work for you. I'm gonna say that one more time for my people in the back. Just because something works for your coach does not necessarily mean it's gonna work for you. Just because your coach has a relationship with somebody, or just because you have a relationship with somebody, doesn't mean it's gonna work for John. So it just gets to the point to where we have to go back to the basics and go back to the foundational principles that we've learned and that we know to be true. We know that if we go to the gym long enough, we're gonna eventually get results. We know that if we stop eating as much fast food, John, then eventually you're gonna have a little bit more energy. You won't be as sluggish. We know if you stop drinking so many Cokes, John, then you won't get to the point and to the position and to the place to where now you're easily getting winded, you're easily getting exhausted. So today I want to challenge you to go through the process. Because the caterpillar can't tell the larva, hurry up. While you're in the cocoon, you can't tell yourself, it's time for me now to become a butterfly. They have to go through that particular process. Cole has to go through the particular process to become a diamond. Okay? When the egg, ca-ca, boom, goes out, the egg is not saying, yep, it's time for me to hatch. It has to go through a set process. The baby has to first be born. The baby crawls, then the baby slowly starts to stumble around, then the baby walks, and eventually the baby runs. What process are you currently in your life? If you're watching this on YouTube, I want you to drop that down in the bottom in the comments. What process are you currently going through in your life? Is it you're building a business? Is it the process of you getting into a relationship? Is it the process of you being on a journey for just some mental health healing? Is it a course, and is it a process of you getting a new job? You're transitioning, moving from a high school to now college. You're transitioning from one school to another. You're transitioning from one job to another. What process are you in right now? Because life is all about processes. And it's just all about how we respond to the process at hand. Really think about it. You're in math class. You fail a test. You get upset. I hate math. You go home and you cry. But the process for you getting better and ultimately building your intellect as well as your knowledge on the math subject won't begin until you say, let me put in some more practice in my math class. I'm a speaker. Let me begin to practice different presentations. Let me begin to utilize different props. Let me begin to see how I can engage audiences different ways. Let me see how I can serve my spouse, my mate, my partner. Let me see what the process of us creating dates on a budget looks like. Friends, at the end of the day, we all have to go through a process if we all say to ourselves that we desire to grow. So the question now for you is, how bad do you really want to grow? How bad do you want those things that you say you want? Friends, this is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones. I'm not the guy that knows it all. I'm just a guy that's gone through a few processes, and I'm continuing to go through some now. But it just goes to the place to where we're honest. We assess where we are, right? Then we make the adjustments, and then we accomplish. Assess, adjust, accomplish. 3 A's for success. All right, my friends, we're getting out of here. If you'd like to leave a review on the podcast, please, we would love you forever. If you go on iTunes, if you go on Google Play, wherever you listen to your podcast, leave a helpful review. And also, if you'd like to share the broadcast, please do that as well. Share it with one friend, one coworker, one family member you know that is in the midst of a process right now and they need this word. And also, if you'd like to connect with us on social media, at SYS Podcast 1, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, get at us. And for more information on me, or if you'd like to buy a Speak Your Success tee to rep the brand, go to jonathanjonespeaks.com/products. And we're getting out of here, friends. I just want to remind you to continue to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?